So Eric Schmidt, terrorism and national security correspondent with our partner, the New York Times, has an interesting story this morning, which may suggest that there is a form of intervention taking place in the destabilized nation of Syria. Eric, welcome to the program. A CIA team may be operating near to the Syrian border with the mission, apparently, of helping the opposition inside Syria. What have you got?
Yes, what we've learned is that a small team of CIA officers is on the ground in southern Turkey, basically vetting some of the Syrian opposition groups, the rebel groups that are fighting on the ground there. They're then providing this information to some of the other allies, such as Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Qatar, that are providing weapons or financing weapons that are going into Syria to help the rebels as they fight against the Assad regime there.
Now, again, it's sensitive, and there's all sorts of sources and methods here, but is it your understanding that this vetting would be, they sit in southern Turkey, opposition forces are invited to come and be questioned or discussed or have a meeting, and then that information becomes a source of intelligence that then goes on to other agents, not CIA agents, other players that may end up supplying weapons and materiel?
Yeah, just to be clear, the CIA is not on the ground in Syria, at least that's what my sources
right.
tell me. This is basically an intelligence gathering operation using their different means. I think the one that you just described is one possibility. The details are still sketchy on how it is, but it's really they're trying to gather information on the disparate groups. And there, one account, one expert I spoke to said there's is different 100 different kind of military formations, if you will, among the rebel groups, and this ranges from just a handful of fighters to more organized units of, say, up to 200 fighters. One of the major concerns the U.S. has, of course, is while the Obama administration has said it will not provide arms to the rebels, they acknowledge that some of the other allies will and will do so. And so recognizing that reality, they want to make sure that these weapons don't fall into the wrong hands, say, extremists that are allied with al-Qaeda. And so that's one reason why the CIA is apparently taking this still somewhat rather limited step in involvement there.
But it would suggest that the U.S. might be looking for a credible interlocutor in Syria among the opposition, distinguished from extremist groups that might be more like, al-Qaeda that was formed when the U.S. was actually part of the CIA effort to destabilize the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, and that blew up in our face.
Absolutely. This is, of course, one of the main jobs that the CIA has done, not only before you have a conflict such as Syria, but hopefully in advance of that. And so you've identified different groups as they had in the run-up to the intervention in Afghanistan, where they had already made contacts with different groups on the ground that then could be allied with the small number of special forces that went in there. Here, of course, it's a much different situation where you've had no organized opposition against the Assad regime on the ground, and so you're starting, if not from scratch, pretty close to it. And so the administration is obviously interested in as much information as they can about the different groups, who their leaders are, they might provide in terms of future options for the region and for Syria itself.
All right, we're talking to Eric Schmidt, terrorism and national security correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Great story, Eric, and thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Also joining us is Amr al-Azam, who's a former member of the Syrian National Council. We've spoken with many times on this program, professor of history at Shawnee State University. Amr al-Azam, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Let's get your quick reaction to the possibility that the U.S. is beginning to look for credible partners or interlocutors among the Syrian opposition. Eric Schmidt suggested that the model here possibly had something to do with Afghanistan, where we were in touch with Afghan opposition groups in advance of the invasion of Afghanistan. No one is talking about an invasion of Syria, but does this give you confidence that maybe the U.S. is taking what's going on in Syria more seriously?
Oh yes, son. Look, we've been engaged in this process for some time now. We've been helping the U.S. administration, including agencies like the CIA, by providing them the contacts and the necessary people. I and many others are involved in this, and we are in regular contact with the administration over such issues. And this has been going on for some time now, for quite a few months. So what Eric is breaking now is for us, we've known about this for quite some time now, and this is part of a strategy that started, I guess, way back at the beginning of this year, back in late January, February, when it became very clear that the armed aspect, the military aspect, the militarization of the uprising was now a foregone conclusion, and it was necessary to begin to get some sense of who are the players, who's involved, and make sure that as arms begin to flow into the country, that they don't fall into the wrong hands. Exactly as Eric Schmidt said.
All right, Amr, let me just interrupt you there for just a moment.
Sure.
Because there was a lot there in that statement. So you've been in touch with the CIA?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And you knew about this team of CIA on the ground in southern Turkey?
Oh, yes. We've known about this for quite some time.
All right. And so it is your understanding that this vetting process that's going on, it's gone on for months. What do you think the end game is here?
Well, the end game obviously is, and we know that the weapons are beginning to, in fact, not beginning. They have been coming in for quite some time now, and it is very important. Exactly as it was also said by Eric, there's a lot of different units, some small, some big, and it's very important to make sure who's getting the weapons, what are they using them for, how they're going to be using them, and it's all part of the necessary next step, that is to help coordinate and bring these different groups.
Okay, again, just in the interest of time, do you know who's getting the weapons?
Well, yes, we do. I mean, obviously there are different, many, many different units, and these units are basically beginning, if they are able to be vetted, as if for lack of another word, a better word here, then obviously the units that are reliable, the units that are basically producing results on the ground, are the units that are getting access to this weaponry, and it's coming through various parts. The borders up in northern Turkey, in southern Turkey, are now very porous.
Horace. All right. Amr al-Azm, former member of the Syrian National Council, professor of history at Shawnee State University. And as we hear there, apparently quite involved in the attempt by the CIA to vet various groups among the Syrian opposition. The arms, of course, not coming from the CIA. The arms, according to Eric Schmidt, coming from other players in the region. Amr al-Azm, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. And that's correct. It's not the U.S. that's providing the arms.